You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
The word pants has oodles of good linguistic stories to tell, and that's no pile of pants.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. Good to have you with us today. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
Anne, this is not our first pants rodeo. We have talked about pants a few times in the past.
Absolutely. We've talked about pants on fire and flying by the seat of one's pants. And I've been thinking about pants because, first, it's that time of year when we vote on the word of the year. And I was thinking about how in 2012, the New Yorker magazine readers voted slacks as the worst word in English.
That was the correct choice. That is a terrible word.
And then I have noticed that I am using the word fancy pants all the time.
Oh, I use that too. It's such a great adjective. I can use it so many different ways.
I can too. I can say, oh, I'm going to a fancy pants party, or stop being so fancy pants. And then the other day, someone said, Anne, just keep your pants on.
Wow. Okay.
As a, like, keep calm. So it has me thinking about pants. The word pants is a shortening from pantaloons, and pantaloons come from the character Pantalone in Italian comic theater, Commedia dell'arte, in the mid-1500s. And that character was this greedy, foolish old man who wore tight pants under a jacket. And by the 1660s, pantaloons referred to these fashionable loose trousers that extended below the knee, and also close-fitting long trousers that had a strap that went under the boot. So that's pantaloons. And then by 1835, the Oxford English Dictionary has the shortening pants, which was seen as an Americanism, also in Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa, originally for men, women by the 20th century. And Rebecca, in 1909, Ambrose Bierce, in his book Write It Right, described the word pants as vulgar exceedingly.
I had never thought about pants as being vulgar, but apparently it was at one point.
It was. Bierce preferred trousers. And around that time, you could insult someone by saying the person's name was Pants.
Like
it's
mud?
Like saying, right, exactly, your name is Mud. And in Britain, since at least the late 1800s, pants has referred to what I, as an American, would call underpants, or inexpressibles, or unmentionables.
Unmentionables, yep.
And okay, Rebecca, here's one of my favorites. By the 1990s, in British slang, pants comes to mean rubbish or nonsense, as in, that's just a pile of pants.
So vulgar. That is so vulgar. Also great.
Also great. I'm just going to be using that. It's a load of pants, a pile of pants. Some other familiar expressions that we find by the early 20th century, 1922, the Oxford English Dictionary has caught with one's pants down, 1925, to scare the pants off or beat the pants off, and 1928, to keep one's pants on, to mean to stay calm. Now, Rebecca, you and I both use fancy pants. First, it was an adjective, then a noun. Goes back to, I was surprised, 1870.
Oh, that is old. That one felt more recent to me.
I agree. The first instances for fancy pants used to describe a fabric, and then you could call someone fancy pants. And then by the 1930s, we also see smarty pants. Mark Lieberman, the linguist on Language Log, has talked about these words as sort of a kind of baby talk or ridicule. We have a song in 1939 called Smarty Pants. And then, of course, Tina Fey had her book Bossy Pants, and Michael Showalter, Mr. Funny Pants, was his book. So a lot of these smarty, funny, bossy pants.
I call my dog Ms. Sheltie Pants because she's a Sheltie. And sometimes I call her Ms. Floofy Pants too because she's floofy.
Those are great examples, Rebecca.
I do say it in a baby voice, but I'm not going to do it that way right now. You know, one thing that I can't stand regarding pants, I don't like it when people say pant. Unless it's Tim Gunn. Tim Gunn can get away with it, but I feel like fancy pants people say pant.
Well, I think we're going to have to wait till next week to talk about the fancy pants people who say pant.
All right, I'll try and keep my pants on. Thanks so much, Anne.
Yes, Rebecca, keep calm.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.